The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They are high effort as they come. Obviously one of the top scoring defenses in the league. We're not playing their offense on our side of the ball, but they do such a good job over there of holding on to the football and scoring points. It's a really, really well-coached team. They've battled with a lot of injuries throughout the season on that defensive side, and you wouldn't know why by watching the film because, again, they know the rules. They attack each and every play, and we got to be ready for them.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen talking about a very talented Detroit Lions defense.
They are very talented.
That they will be taking on tomorrow afternoon, 4:25 kickoff. And you get pregame starting right here at 11 a.m. on WGR. I'm excited for this game, actually.
I am too.
Even though some of the luster was lost because the Bills lost this last week, and in a very concerning fashion, so to say. But at the same time, there was something very encouraging out of it. And it was this. The Bills' offense showed me they are not only more than capable of getting themselves out of a jam, but the defense has to play as imperfect as it does, and the special teams has to surrender points in order for you to lose to lose a game with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Like the Baltimore and the Houston losses, you saw the quarterback effectively not be good enough. Against Baltimore, he was bad. Against Houston, he was worse.
He was like 9-for-30.
9-for-30 in Houston.
Yeah.
And including those three straight passes, calling three straight passes was perfectly fine. And McDermott saying it and like everyone being able to lip read him, we should be going for the first down. Mm-hmm. And Josh Allen was strictly taking moonshots.
Yeah, he was trying to get down the field.
He was trying to get down the field and make a difference when the first thing you need to do is get a first down and not allow Houston the opportunity to get the ball back. That is the responsibility of every two-minute drill. Immediately. The first thing you have to do is ensure that the defense is not going to be forced back out there with a situation where you have to avoid surrendering points.
I look at Detroit. I have a lot of respect for Dan Campbell.
He's been great.
He's been phenomenal.
The best thing he's done, though, is figure out the staff that he can delegate.
Exactly. And he's got a great coaching staff. Defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator. Like, those two guys have dialed in those teams. Look at Jared Goff every week, minus the five pick week.
They still won.
They still won that game.
They still won that game.
Because their defense came through.
I mean, Houston has kind of tailed off since Buffalo.
Well, they also collapsed in the second half really bad. They can't hold. They're like the Sabres. They can't hold on to a lead if they have one. But I look at this game and I'm just kind of like, yeah, I think it's going to be a tough win, but it's not out of reach. I think these two teams are going to play each other pretty hard. It's all about matchups, right?
Yeah.
And I think they're expecting this to be a tough matchup. I think the Rams kind of was trappy. This I don't think is trappy. You know what you're doing.
You know exactly what you're looking at right now, which is the best team in football.
Right. And with your secondary a little banged up,
things could get interesting.
Could get interesting.
We'll talk about the secondary in a bit. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the secondary in particular in a bit. But for me, it is. We started off that first segment. We kind of rifled off the misery that we were dealing with the Sabres. But one of the things that we're also supposed to do in these chairs, Joe, that I feel like we should be doing in these chairs,
mm-hmm.
is to try to help connect with the people. Connect with the fans, try to help them through their misery of it. Or at least I think that that's something we should be doing.
Yeah, make them feel heard.
Make them feel heard, but also make them feel better. Like, if the Sabres stink, yes, I have to agree with you that the Sabres objectively stink. But, like, how can I help? Like, with the Bills lose one football game.
The world's on fire all of a sudden.
Man, I got to tell you, it was great being on the morning show this week. Because I was able to drive in and go, they're still 10-3. And they had to play one of the worst games defensively and have special teams make a major gaffe.
Just to lose by 2 points. Because
Joshua Patrick Allen. He's awesome.
Put the cape on.
And so I do feel like it is, I don't know if it's our responsibility, but I personally feel like I like to do that. I like to help people through things.
No, because we're all feeling the same
thing. Including how bad the Sabres are.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into it. You tell us your problems today, and we'll hear you out, and we'll let you know what's up. 803-0550 is the number to call. As we get connected to our fans, as always, it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Dan in Lancaster. Dan, how are you doing today?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
First, yeah, of course.
Calling you. I was wrapping some Christmas gifts, and I was listening to you guys about the Sabres and how bad they've played.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I wanted to talk about is I think the Bills are making a big miss. I'm great season. They're doing awesome. I actually think they're going to beat Detroit this week.
Okay.
They can't play any worse on defense. Those were two great receivers. Stafford won a Super Bowl. He was my favorite quarterback before Mahomes and Josh Allen were drafted. So it didn't surprise me what they did. I think they're making a big mistake not playing Dorian Williams, even if it was 10% of the time, like maybe on 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, try to put him in there with like 3 linebackers, something, mix it up a little bit, because he was running around like a missile, 6th in the league in tackles. And I just think Milano is not, I think Dorian Williams at this point is better than Milano. Maybe not at the stop in the pass with tight ends and that, but I just think, how can you not put Dorian Williams on the field? I just wanted your take on that. And just real quick about the Sabres, I was listening to you guys. I got so fed up with their bad play because I'm more of a Sabres fan than Bills, diehard Sabres. I'd say around 2013, I got so fed up with their bad play. You got to have the high package with your DirecTV in order to watch Sabres, unlike my antenna where you can watch all the Bills games pretty much. I canceled my DirecTV and pretended like I had a cable bill for the last decade. And because of that, I deposited every month. I got so fed up with the Sabres, I got like $15,000 in a bank account because of their bad play. I got so fed up with them. But anyways, that was just a little thing I was laughing about when you guys were talking how bad they've been playing. I just listen to them on the radio now. But my main thing is Dorian Williams. Why isn't he playing a little bit? Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Dan. And I'll let you know right now why. They're breaking in Milano as fast as they can for the playoffs.
They got to get him to shake the rust off a little bit. He's been out for a considerable amount of time.
And there's a lot of rust. He has not played in more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it was a broken leg and now a bicep tear. So mm-hmm. two injuries that are tough to come back from.
He is going to have a lot of rust right now. And they're basically saying, hey, sink or swim, this is effectively your quote-unquote preseason.
Mm-hmm.
You need live reps and you need all of them.
Because the division's locked up. You have a playoff spot.
You have a home playoff game no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
The question now is, who are you going to play? Because let's be real about something. Let's be real about something, everyone. I've been saying this for weeks. I hate that I'm right, but I've been saying this for weeks. The one seed was a pipe dream. Kansas City has an infinite bag of magic pixie dust that I hope gets discarded by the time the playoffs start. It seems like it is their mandate of heaven to have the one seed this year. I'm sorry to say that, but it needs to be said. I don't know why it's happening, but the rest of the league has refused to follow the script that I wrote to get the Bills the one seed.
Yeah.
They are not cooperating. The Chiefs even doinked in a field goal against the Chargers to put themselves up a couple games. Frustrating.
Yeah, that the Bills a two-point win, like that's insane.
The Bills
again
finally lose a game, and the Chiefs go, we're going to create some separation by doinking a field goal in against the Chargers. Like, the Chiefs put themselves in a jam every week, and they get themselves out of a jam every week. The Bills made sure that they weren't put in jam position. That was my favorite thing about the season, was they made sure that the Chiefs did not have a chance to even grab their bag of pixie dust.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's break glass in case of emergency only anyway. That's the only way they're allowed to use it, is if it's a one-possession game, late, and they need magic. The Bills made sure that that was not even a requirement. Because I'll tell you right now, had they not converted that 4th-and-2, we all know how that story ends.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. We already know how that ends.
You're right.
Yeah, no, the Dorian Williams thing, like,
as much as I he's been great. Like, he did,
he's kind of one-dimensional.
Yeah. Milano kind of gives you another edge, like he mentioned, the pass protection, right?
The pass coverage is something
that is absolutely there. Milano gives you that Dorian Williams doesn't. And like you said, you can't expect him to be Matt Milano all-pro right out the gate after not playing for almost an entire season.
Also, the middle of the field was not your problem. It was those two perimeter receivers.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm hoping we see more positive progress from Milano here against Detroit and going forward here. But he does need to look better, though. Let's be real. He does need to show a little bit more of that progress. Show me some of those Matt Milano plays that you make. And that'll help ease some concerns from a guy like Dan. You know, like, I understand where he's coming from, though, about, like, what's going on here? Like, I get it. You know, plates are shaking.
Yeah.
Go to Jeff in Grand Island. Jeff, how you doing today? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hi, welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it quick. The Sabres, you know, they're in a transition period. You know, we have Lindy Ruff back, you know, ex-Saber, all that. But how many coaches did the Sabres go through in the last 13 years? What, 2, 3? And then I'll go back to Bills real quick. If our defense, I don't understand. Sean McDermott is defensive coordinator with Andy Reid in Philadelphia. I mean, I was like, a teenager maybe? I just don't understand. Most teams, when you score 42, you're winning. They get beat by 44-2. I'm just confused. Help me out. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Of course, Jeff. That's what we're here to do, is we're here to help you out. The Rams are good. They are a talented team, but they were slept on
all season.
As Nate said it earlier in the week, they're a thin team. Mm-hmm. And what happened at the start of the Rams season? Injuries.
Yep.
So when they started slow, it was because they didn't have the entire foursome of Stafford, Kyren Williams, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. They didn't have all four of those players at that point to start the year. Now that they're all back together.
And they're all 100% healthy.
What is their record in the last 9 games?
7-2.
You're right.
7-2.
They're 7-2. They're a good football team. As a matter of fact, I need the NFC to hold their own, keep the Rams out of the playoffs.
Yeah, because if they get into the playoffs, they're the most, in my opinion, they're one of the, minus the Lions, most dangerous team.
They are one of the most dangerous teams, yes. And they're currently sitting outside of a spot.
Yeah, and they're hungry to get in. You saw how hungry they were the way they played. Puka Nacua, I've never really watched a Rams game, because the Bills, last time they played the Rams, Nacua was not on the team, or not playing. Puka Nacua is a generational wide, like, the way he played in that game, if he continues that, like, that's phenomenal play.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like, Cooper Kupp's phenomenal. But to have another guy in Puka Nacua who's that big, that fast, and that good on these contested catches and dragging the toes, keeping everything in bounds, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And having an X factor like that on your team makes the difference. And Matt Stafford is Matt Stafford.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's going to get in the Hall.
Yes, and that's the thing you have to kind of look at, and why Detroit's offense, minus Sonic and Knuckles back there, doesn't scare me as much. Yeah, you have Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jared Goff is good, but I think if you get pressure in his face, he's not gonna scramble. He falls to pressure.
Yes.
And
the problem is the Lions' offensive line is so good.
It is, but you know who's gonna have to have a big week?
The defensive line's gonna have to get results.
And it's gonna have to be the middle.
And
the tackles, yeah, it's gonna have to be a big ad game. He's gonna have to make up atone for the down year, I guess. I mean, by all accounts,
we've gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. And I think this could be a huge Ed Oliver game. Could be big.
We got to go to break. Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here. Mike, stay on hold. We'll get back to you once we open up calls again at the noon hour, or you can call back then as well. 803-0550 is the number to call here. Everything's on fire. This is Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR.